This didn't evolve. This is Ken Ham, heading up the ministry that's built a 510-foot-long Noah's Ark. You've heard the phrase, blind as a bat, but why not deaf as a bat? After all, bats send out very loud, high-frequency sounds in order to fly and hunt in the dark. Shouldn't they go deaf? Well, the God who designed the incredible process of echolocation thought of that. He gave bats the ability to choose which sounds their ears pick up. When a bat produces a sound, its middle ear muscles either close up its ears or adjust them. This way, they only pick up a certain frequency. Then, when the now safe sound waves bounce back towards it, the bat listens to know what's ahead. This process couldn't have evolved. It was clearly designed by God.
Plan your visit to the Noah's Ark attraction in Northern Kentucky when you go to AnswersRadio.com and listen to this program again or view a transcript at AnswersRadio.com.